she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my
good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What? Huh? I was dancing.
It's already time to do the show? Mm-hmm. JP, a.k.a. the Snuggle Monster.
What up?
What up? And me, I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, or your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, the best place in the whole Metroplex to go is called Autoflex Leasing. And what are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com where you can look at new cars. You can build any new car you might want to build. You can see all of our great pre-owned cars. You can even get a free Black Book appraisal on your car right there at autoflex.com, which is sort of different. You know, you go to a lot of automotive websites and they say, do you want an appraisal? And then you have to fill out a big form and give them all your information. And then they call you later. At autoflex.com, you actually get a Black Book appraisal right there online just by filling in the questions.
Mm-hmm. I've got a little update for people driving northbound on 75 right as you get toward the bush. I don't know if anybody else saw this on the drive-in, but Richardson's Finest are handing out driving awards. So
all right.
Make sure you're going the speed limit.
Absolutely. You know, we're always out there trying to help Richardson's and Dallas's Finest. So if you do see any of those police officers handing out driving awards, let us know and we'll be sure and broadcast that so that we can assist them in their jobs.
That's right.
Exactly.
Send us Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. Oftentimes we hear these commercials about how you need to have the best credit score and it affects everything you do, but a lot of people don't quite get exactly how it affects you and what exactly goes on it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that believe things that affect their credit score really, I mean, they believe they affect their credit scores when they really don't. There's a lot of bills that you pay that never go on your credit score. For instance, if you rent, if you have an apartment, that never goes on your credit score 90% of the time. If you have a cell phone and you pay that bill every month, you're never going to see that on your credit bureau.
Really?
They just don't report. There's a number of things that don't report, and a lot of people believe they do. So they believe if their rent's always on time and their cell phone's paid, that their credit should be good. The reality is, in the case of those two items, it's almost never on your credit bureau at all.
Unless you don't pay it.
Right. Well, yeah, now that's the other thing. If you don't pay it,
They will slap a collection on there.
They will report.
They just don't give you the good stuff whenever you're paying on time.
Nope.
That doesn't go on there.
So
they're not your parents. They're not supposed to be saying, attaboy,
I need a gold star
rent
when I'm doing
they're
a good job.
They're you to pay the rent.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people believe that if they have started paying their bills, and they had some old stuff, if they started paying their bills, that the trend will show.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. A credit bureau is a snapshot every 30 days. So every 30 days, they take a snapshot, and that is what goes down. And if it's gone up in the last 90 days, it doesn't affect anything. It's just going to show three different snapshots. But there's no trending. So in order to understand how it works, we thought we'd talk a little bit about how it doesn't work. Okay?
Okay.
Myth number one, your credit score will drop if you check your own credit.
Yeah.
No.
I've always heard that. Every time it's pulled, it drops a little bit.
No. Everyone has a right to check their own credit. In fact, you can go in once annually and get all three credit bureau reports online for free. No charge. Now, you're going to get about 50, 60 pages of stuff. It's very detailed. But it gives you all the information of who's reporting on you and what they're reporting every month for the past 24 months that show, and it's really a reflection of the last 7 years to 10 years of your credit, according to what the reports are. Most people believe that if they've got an old inactive account, they should close it, like a credit card that may not be being used or whatever. No. You want to leave everything on your credit bureau you can, because the more accounts that are there, the more available credit it shows. And the less of the available credit you have used, the better your score is.
However, I do want to say on the flip side, if you can't leave it in the safe or in your wallet and not spend that money that you don't, then go ahead and close
right.
that account.
That's a separate issue. That's the self-control
issue
there.
I'm just saying.
Sound advice.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Twinkies. I cannot have them in the house.
So, yeah, I understand. there is also, if you've got an old collection, if you've got an old bill that you owe and you pay it off, a lot of people believe that that just comes off your credit bureau. No, no, no. It does not. It stays there.
Collection.
Yeah. Your collections and your past dues stay on your credit bureau. They rate it for 7 years. And if it's a bankruptcy, it's there for 10. For those folks that believe bankruptcy is a really good way to handle your debt, it's not, because it affects you for a long, long time, and you'll pay more for everything you do credit-wise until that 10 years is passed.
I know. What's cheaper, the higher interest rate you're going to pay for everything that you want to finance in the future, or just paying off those debts?
Yeah, math.
I don't think, I mean, I would imagine people aren't doing that simply just to get out from under their debt. It's a desperate situation mm-hmm. before you kind of go underwater and drown, I think. So it doesn't make you a bad person. Just make sure you take some good advice from people.
It can protect your home. It can protect your
exactly.
primary vehicle. But it's a tough way to go.
It is.
If there's an alternative, you should look for it.
After 7 years, does it automatically fall off, or do you have to write them and say,
no.
hey, please remove this?
It should be automatic. And the only way you know for sure is to have your credit bureau checked or check it yourself. Because there are items that people find on their credit bureaus that should have fallen off due to time and have it. And all you have to do then is notify them and it goes away.
And sometimes they do that trick where they sell it to another collector and then
yes.
it starts the whole 7 year cycle all over again.
They can't legally do that. That's one of the things that you can get. You're responsible for 7 years from the date of the debt decision, and that's it.
So the people still may be hounding you for the money, so they'll do that, but it's probably not still showing on the credit bureau, I guess.
Or it shouldn't, yes. Okay, here's the biggie. And a lot of parents get wrapped up in this, or worse than that, girlfriends, boyfriends, brothers, sisters. If you co-sign for someone, it is just like you signed on the note. It is not, oh, well, if they don't pay, it falls back on me. It falls on you every month that they're late.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if they're late 3 months, you've got three lates on your credit bureau. Well, they're making their payments. If they're late, it goes on your credit just like it does on theirs. When you co-sign, you agree to guarantee that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks don't realize that. You run into a lot of girlfriend, boyfriend. In fact, we see it a lot in the business, in the automotive business, where you've got a customer, and then they've got this car. Their credit's great, and they got this car that's late forever, you know? And they, oh, that was my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And
doesn't
he asked
matter.
Me to co-sign.
Yeah. It's on your report.
It's on yours.
One of my relatives co-signed for another relative, and the car got repossessed, and now that's on the first relative's
yep.
report.
Here's the deal. If you're going to loan somebody some money, just give it to them. Don't expect it back. If you're going to sign for somebody, expect to pay for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
Period.
Why they need you,
because
they
will
weren't able to get it themselves.
Exactly.
Well,
I understand wanting to help people, but just think about your own situation as well.
And if you're in that position and it's a relative, realize that the reason that their credit is not good and they can't get a car on their own is because they haven't taken care of it responsibly.
Exactly.
And there's probably not a good chance that they're going to take care of this one responsibly either.
Now, there are those circumstances where you're maybe a first-time buyer.
Mm-hmm.
Young people need to get started. But I'll never forget when the first credit card bill came to my parents' house while I was in college, and my dad had with me, kind of like that one you have back when you're a teenager. It was
yep.
very serious. I was like, what's he?
Uh-huh.
And it was all about credit.
I had the exact same thing with my dad, because I got my first credit card. And
you didn't ask him first or tell him it just came in the mail? Or
I don't remember, but
them?
I know that I had my first one. And, of course, I maxed it out within a couple weeks. And he got the bill, or I got it. But then I was like, Dad, I don't know what to do. And he marched me straight to the bank, paid it off, and closed that card. And I wasn't allowed to have it anymore.
So in those cases, yes, you do close the account. It's like those Twinkies.
Yeah.
I can't have them. If they come in the house, they don't stay long.
Exactly.
Well, there's a reason don't they don't stay long, I'm
exactly.
guessing.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying. I'm,
yeah.
So
okay.
I just don't bring them home.
If you're renting, if you have utility bills, if you have cell phone payments, they're probably not going to be reported unless you miss a payment. Then they're going to get reported. Credit trends, we talked about that a little bit. if you're paying your bills now and you haven't been paying your bills, all it's going to do is show currents recently. And I can tell you that that creditors will look at that somewhat favorably. And if you have a rough spot 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you have a rough spot and that shows and then it's smoothed out, maybe you had a job change or something, all of those things can be taken into consideration. But the reality is a credit score is black and white. All it's going to do is reflect what was done or what wasn't done.
And a lot of lenders use this scoring system to determine which tier level, risk level you're in, and then they'll charge a higher interest rate to mitigate their loss in case of the risk. That's what it's for. That's why some people pay a higher interest rate. The risk factor is greater, therefore they just need to get more their money right up front.
Well, you know,
before they have to come repop the car.
This is so repop. So here's the deal. When you call Autoflex or you go to a car dealer, we'll talk about that later, and you say, what is my payment going to be on whatever it is, a new Sentra? You can't tell. You don't know. There's no way to know because we haven't seen your credit yet. You have to look at someone's credit before you'll know where they qualify, because we deal with people that call us that have Beacon scores of 455 and 755. And I can tell you there'll be a big difference in the interest rate those people will pay.
And on that same note, if people do want to get their own credit report, Fantexter said, what's the best website where I can get that?
I think I would Google
the TransUnion or the, yeah, the free one that also doesn't throw you into a marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd Google free credit report, but I don't think that's the name of the website. I believe it's official. I'll try to get that when we're offline on our next commercial.
Okie dokie.
But like Credit Karma, little advertisement for them, they will put you into a marketing cycle. You'll start to receive emails and possible phone calls from other. They'll share your information with their partners.
Gotcha.
So yeah. Just think about that. It's free. But it's not free.
And that's not the official way to get it. We'll get the website, and we'll have that right after the break.
Okay, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host David Blassingame, Tammy Picker, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, if you've got a question, maybe you're going back and forth between a couple cars, you don't know if you want a Toyota Camry or a Honda Accord, or what's the best SUV with the best gas mileage for your size of family, give us a call. 877-881-1053 is the number. Or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, Autoflex.com, where you can go online and apply for a lease or a purchase online and set up test drives, which may be one of the most valuable things you can do, because if you wanted to drive a Ford and a Mazda and a Toyota all at the same time, give us a call. We'll line them up side by side, and you can really do a good, fair comparison and make good judgments that way.
Mm-hmm. Could you find out? I know you can find out what your car is worth at Autoflex.com, but could you find out what your credit stance is?
No.
Okay.
No, but you could go online. There's a number of online sites. Annualcreditreport.com is one that I found that looks like it gives you all your credit reports. So when you go in, you can look for a credit reporting agency that you can, or you can go directly to Experian or to TransUnion and get your credit reports from them also.
Getting some Autoflex Leasing fan texts along those same lines. Somebody asks, what are the good things you can do to get a positive report?
Keep your credit card balances under 50% of your available balance.
So if you're
your available limit.
If you have a $10,000 limit, keep it under $5,000.
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't look like you're living on credit.
Right.
Right? Look like you're using it for convenience. And don't live on credit. Please don't just not look like
Here's the other thing. If you're going to use credit cards, get enough of them, seriously, so that your overall credit is a great deal more than your credit use, because the percentage of credit use is very, very influential when people look at your credit to decide whether to lend you money or not. If you have tons of credit and have used only 20% of it, then that looks really good. We've had customers that have done this in the past. It's just terrible because they're good folks. They'll have 8 credit cards, and they'll close 7 of them. They'll run on one, and they'll run it up to 95%. And even if that is only $4,500, it kills their credit score.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the amount you owe. It's the amount you owe compared to a couple of things. One, your income, and second, the available credit that you have. So you're better off with a bunch of credit cards and not using much of anything than you are with one credit card and using almost all of it.
Got it.
So maybe each time, and maybe you can give me some advice on this, each time you're in a department store and they offer you to sign up for their credit card and maybe you get a bigger discount by using it for that purchase, and you were going to write a check or you were going to put it on your Visa, maybe you should get that credit card mm-hmm. and then pay it off and then don't use it.
So if you are like me and you can't, kind of like the Twinkie scenario, you got these credit cards, you might just break down and get something that you don't really need. If you just open the account and then cut up the credit card, would that still have good
well,
effects?
Well, yeah, yeah. But nobody's going to know that you cut it up, okay? However,
but if it's just never used?
You've ever been to, well, if it's never used, that's still fine. You've got the credit, and
oh,
there
okay.
it is sitting there. You don't use it all the time. You're not that's what you're showing the bank.
Got it.
However, there's some stores that say, you don't really need your card. You can just put your Social Security right in this little keypad, Macy's. If you've got an account with us, you don't need your card.
Okay, so here's an interesting fan texter. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Car dealers, realtors, credit card companies, all crooks. They make it completely a ripoff. Well, no. Here's the deal. Your credit report is simply a reflection of the way you've paid your bills. Hint to everyone, do not go to a credit repair agency and expect them to repair your credit. If it is a valid debt that you owed and did not pay it, it's going to come back on your credit report shortly. Now, a lot of people do this to get a house, maybe, or maybe to get a car. They'll go to a credit repair agency. They'll pay them hundreds of dollars. They'll write in complaint, complaint, complaint to each credit bureau on each debt that shows to be late. And the bureaus, in a lot of cases, pull those down while they check that out. But then once they figure they're valid, they put them back on again. So the easiest way to handle your credit is, number one, do it yourself, because you can do anything that a credit repair agency can do. You can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can write them letters and tell them it's not valid. You can protest them, and if it's not valid, they'll take it off. You can, and the annualcreditreport.com is the site that you can get all three of your bureaus from, and it's free of charge. So get your bureaus, take a look at them. If you see something you don't like, write a letter of protest. They'll take it off if it's valid. If it's not valid, it'll come down for a while, but it's going to go back on.
And let me tell you something else I've heard. Now, I don't know if this is still the case, but I recall because a friend of mine ran into this situation, had a credit card with a lower interest rate, and then because his credit score changed and it went below a certain number, they raised the interest rate on him, and it was in the the agreement.
The fine print.
Extremely fine print. If you've ever seen those little booklets.
I didn't think they could do that.
Oh, I don't know if they're still. This has been several years back.
I don't think they can still do that.
I don't know.
Once you have a set interest rate with a lender, I don't think they can raise that. Unless.
On the credit cards, I think they. I don't know if it's still the case.
Maybe on a credit card they can.
I bet our brilliant Autoflex Leasing.
They might be able to on credit cards.
No, this was on a credit card, not on a car loan. They raise the interest rate, which can make a huge difference, you know. Yeah, not a happy camper. So watch that, too. Read the terms of your agreement to make sure that won't happen to you.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, this is a biggie. Some credit cards will close your card if you don't use them ever so often. Here's the thing. They can't. If they'll send you a letter and say, we're going to close your account. You call them up on the phone. There's an 800 number. Call them up and say, look, do not close that account. That's my account. I want to leave it open. They will leave the account open. They will try to close it because it costs them a little bit of money every month to maintain it. So they like to close it. But if you tell them no, they will leave it open. I've done that personally. Trust me.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. I've got a good friend who just uses cash for everything. What's the best way she can build her credit?
Get a credit card, use that like a debit card, and pay it off every month.
Oh, okay.
Works like a champ.
But you have to be very
disciplined.
Disciplined and make sure that you don't spend more than you can afford to pay.
And one of the other things that we look for in the automotive business is like credit. So if you're trying to buy a $40,000 car and you have two credit cards with $5,000 limits, you're not going to be able to buy that car on credit because no one's going to lend you all of that money at one time. You got to sort of start off with a starter vehicle, which most people do.
Or
the first cars or a starter loan. The most people in any kind of loan will work as comparable, but that's most people start off in the, you know, $10,000 to $15,000, maybe $20,000 range, their first car, and they build from there, and that's the kind of profile that lenders are accustomed to looking at, so they're comfortable with that. But when you have someone come in, we had a lady come in last week that has two credit cards. That's the situation with her. Neither one of them with high balances, and she wanted a $70,000 vehicle. Well, she ended up getting it, but she had to pay almost $40,000 down to do it.
Wow.
And she had the money, so she paid it down and she got her car. If you have enough money down, you can get pretty well anything you want.
So maybe if you ordinarily could pay $10,000 for something, mm-hmm. you might want to get an installment loan and pay it out and leave that open at least 1 year. You know, so if your payments were going to be $200 over 5 years, pay them $500 and keep it open a couple of years and pay it off, but get yourself some credit.
Autoflex Leasing Fintechs, to your point, how do I get a credit card if I have no credit? You can find places that will give you a credit card to begin with, and it's going to have a very low limit because they'll take a chance on you. If you have no credit, it's a lot better to start off with than if you have bad credit.
Yeah.
Because then it's a little harder to get people to take a chance on you.
But it's that getting started in the first place that makes it go bad. we have one of our salespeople, just a wonderful guy. He does some seminars mm-hmm. with people from his church and some different churches around. He goes around and gives seminars about credit and how important it is to maintain it and what it can do for you and how to do this and how to do that. And it's just, he feels, because he's in this business and he sees how it affects people so much, he likes to share that knowledge with other people. I think it's very helpful for him. So
it is, and let's plug him. It's Kevin Wood, just a great guy, and he does give free seminars at churches to tell people how to work with their money, period, and mm-hmm. then how to deal with credit and that kind of thing. He's just a great guy. He works in our Tarrant County office.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Another way that person who asked how to get credit, if you don't have any credits, how to get your first credit, another way is whoever you bank through, a lot of times they offer a credit card. So
exactly.
Like I have Chase and I have a Chase debit, but they also have tons of Chase credit cards. So if you're already banking there and they can see that your account is in good standing, then they'll a lot of times give you a credit card.
Autoflex Leasing Fintext, 681 FICO score, no late payments in the last 10 years, but a BK discharged September of 14. No late payments, pre and post BK. I've reestablished credit. I have 4 payments left on my lease. What sort of interest rate can I expect? Any advice would be helpful. With a BK just discharged last year, you probably will be better off to go back to whoever you've been making your payments to and make arrangements to get another vehicle through them, because maybe their payment history will overcome that 2014 bankruptcy. One of the things that lenders worry about is when you declare bankruptcy, you can actually include a car in that, which means you don't have to pay them back.
Oh.
And that becomes an ugly thing.
But don't they take the car?
They can, yes, but it's still terribly expensive, and usually they lose money when they get the car back. So if you've got somebody you're currently – that sounds like a business bankruptcy more than anything else. It sounds like it was pretty limited. People look at that a little differently. If you go bankrupt and you bankrupt your MasterCard and all your credit cards at department stores and cars, then they look at it one way. If you bankrupt only like commercial accounts and you go there and you pay all the rest of your bills, your personal bills, that's looked at differently also.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggle Monster JP, and me, Sybil. David's doing the surfboard dance over there. I saw some hip action just then. That was like Elvis.
I'm a really hip guy.
good one. Our phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex. When I say they're the best place to get a car, I'm speaking from experience. I've got my last two vehicles from AutoFlex. Could not be happier with the experience. And what are the numbers if people want to get the ball rolling, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can actually go to our Facebook page and follow along on the stories we're doing on the air today. And if you're an expert on exhaust sounds, if you know the difference in a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and a Camaro and a Mustang, there's even a story that you can click on our Facebook page and listen to different exhausts, and it's a test.
Ooh.
To see if you can identify which car they came from. It's a vroom vroom test.
Vroom 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 vroom.
Okay, a couple more fan text on credit. We'll move on. You don't have to have a lot of credit cards. I have one credit card. The limit's $6,000. I don't need any more credit cards. I have good credit. You're exactly right. The problem is, if that's all you have, you're going to have a problem qualifying for something later on. And if that $6,000 is mostly used up, it's going to lower your credit score because you have a little available credit, and that's a big thing. Finally, where can you get your – oh, you can go to – I'm sorry, I've lost it now.
To get their
annual credit report.
Annual credit report, yeah. If you go to annualcreditreport.com, you can actually send in questions about your credit report or send in corrections to your credit report to all three agencies from that site and get those corrections done. So that's a pretty handy thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who may or may not be in this room right now who had an experience while he was trying to get himself a vehicle.
Is his nickname the Snuggle Monster?
It is, yes. The Snuggle Monster. What happened to you?
Man. Without going too deep into everything, I kind of got caught in the situation where I actually gave this salesman my keys.
Uh-huh. To your trade-in?
You didn't go to AutoFlex, did you?
No, it was not AutoFlex.
And when did this happen?
Happened yesterday.
Okay.
So.
And long story short, they kept my keys after I asked for my keys probably 7-8 times.
Why did you give them your keys? What was their reason for asking for them?
Well, because they wanted to, you know, check out my car.
Okay.
And give me, you know, and appraise it and all that good stuff.
And then they just wouldn't give them back, and you said...
Well, after we couldn't really reach a deal that was satisfactory to my liking, you know, I said, well, you know, let's just call it quits.
Right.
It didn't work out. Like a breakup. Go home.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, really. I was really like that. It's really not you guys, it's me.
Right.
My expectations were too high.
Uh-huh.
And every time the guy said he was going to get my keys, he came back with another offer.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, finally, I was like, look, I'm ready to go. This is not working.
Yeah.
So I had to actually knock on the manager's door. Nobody answered. So I walked in and I said, somebody needs to give me my keys.
Wait,
right now.
So he was actually in his office just not answering the door?
Yes.
Oh, my word.
And then he comes with my keys and says, we're where you need to be now. I go, oh, how convenient. After I'm ready to sock somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. So and I left in kind of a huffy mood, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking to my car, getting my kids in the car. And then they come out again and say, we'll pay for your kids' dinner. We apologize. We dropped the ball.
Wow.
And I need you to pay for my kids' dinner? Really? My handout now?
I need a car.
I needed a car like 3 hours ago. And if we could have came to this place 3 hours ago, we'd have been fine.
Yeah.
Horrible experience.
So I'm so sorry.
How long were you there start to finish?
Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing. I got there probably about 1:30, and I think I left about 6:30.
Oh, my gosh.
Brutal.
Okay, so, you know, here's the thing. Every place is not like that.
No,
so everyone,
true.
I would not begin to say that. There's a lot of great car dealers out there. I can guarantee you there's one place that's never like that, and that's AutoFlex Leasing.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't do that. You don't have to play the games and go through all that. And in like, JP, if you'd called us on the phone, we would have worked through a whole lot of that before you ever came down, because there's no reason not to.
Don't make him feel
Do you
bad.
Hear the phone? Do you hear my phone ringing now? Can you hear it? I'm calling.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you what I'm going to do, too, because he wanted a specific color,
mm-hmm.
and they offered him another one instead, and he didn't want that one. So I'm going to pull a query in my database of all the cars that we have sold or leased that meet your requirements, And not only will we look for something out here, but I'm also going to look within our own customer base for your car. We do this quite a bit.
I heart you.
I heart you, too. I heart everybody. But that's a nice thing to it's nice to be able to go into your database and know those people and how they took care of the car, and then maybe make them a good deal and your new customer a good deal at the same time.
And you do that for everybody. It's not just because he's the Snuggle Monster. Anybody can get those same services.
Yeah, everybody gets the same service.
It's a little extra, probably.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Exactly same situation for me and my pregnant wife. Probably not a good thing. Yeah, it's. I cut a commercial this last month talking about the old way of doing business and the new way. And in a lot of cases, that is the old way. And there's a lot of people that have changed now. But that is the one thing I think people dread the most about the shopping experience, is being caught in a situation like that where you're sort of helpless.
Mm-hmm. And now I really get it. I mean, I think hearing that, because in my opinion, those were just myths, urban myths.
Right.
Right. Because my entire life that never happened. I've been in the car business over 30 years and that had never happened anywhere I worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to me, that was just. But now, now I know someone who just went through that. It's bizarre. So, yeah, it just blows my mind that that stuff goes on. And I never treated anybody that way. I mean, as soon as I had their car appraised, I came back and gave them their keys.
Because
you're going to need that to get in your car and transfer all your goodies over to the new car.
Exactly.
But now I really get, see, I'm running our call center, working in our call center, and our so many people want to do things via text or email.
Oh, yeah.
To keep that from happening.
Exactly.
Right? So call us up, go online, start the whole process with AutoFlex that way, and then we'll keep your keys.
Mm-hmm.
No.
After you've given
us
the car.
After you've traded
for the car.
Okay, now for those in the new car market right now, there's something sort of different coming out, and this is something I think is really a big thing, especially with parents. I'm sure it's with parents with teenagers. GM is going to launch a teen driver system on their 2016 Malibu. And basically what that means is they'll be able to monitor how fast their kids go, if they brake really hard, if they take corners really hard. If you buy the big system, if you pay for the luxury model, you'll be able to know where your kids have gone.
Ooh.
And yeah. So, you know, with teenage drivers have more wrecks than any other drivers. And if you looked at fatal crashes, 16 to 19-year-olds have a fatal crash rate per mile that's three times higher for drivers that are 20 and up. So it's a big concern, and it's a big responsibility when kids start driving. So it's going to be called the Teen Driver System. It's going to be released on the 2016 Malibu. They're going to show that car in New York on April 1st at the New York Auto Show. It'll be available later this year from your friends at General Motors.
And then you can have that talk with your teenager, like my dad had the talk with me about credit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you continue to drive like this. But in my opinion, they're just putting that progressive or the insurance snapshot thing in the car.
Yeah.
Because that's what the insurance companies are watching for, too. The hard braking, the speed at which you're driving, what time of day you're driving. Like, if you're driving between midnight and 4, your risk of being involved in something negative is so much higher. And why is that?
Because nothing good happens after midnight.
Exactly.
It's when the vampires come out.
Exactly. Well, that's when people are leaving the club.
Yep.
You know, they might have had a little fun, and they didn't take Uber.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving themselves. And, yeah, people don't make really good decisions late at night. Our security guy told me that you wouldn't believe what Central Expressway turns into after 11 p.m.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure that's crazy. Got an AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text that says that same system is available. I believe that you can buy an aftermarket system that will do that. In fact, I know you can. And I know that one insurance company has a black box that they'll put on your car, and it tracks all of that stuff, and it sets your insurance rates by how much you accelerate or brake quickly or do any of those things that might be risky, and how often you drive your car between 12 midnight and 4 a.m. That's another biggie. But I wouldn't put my teenager in that car because I think it might negatively affect your rates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
But I'm thinking about doing that because I drive so little.
Mm-hmm.
I go to work, I work all day. I go home. Definitely that car isn't out after midnight.
See, you could actually benefit from that, but some people, especially people who do morning radio, you know, you're on the road at 3 a.m. So you'd get low rate or bad rates for that. I also like that they say the radio volume can be set so you can't exceed a certain limit.
Yeah.
What a buzzkill.
Oh.
I mean, you got all your friends in the car and you're like tooling around town, you've got the windows down, and it's your first car, you're excited, and then you can't even jam out.
The obnoxious things that I used to do as a teenager.
Of course.
I had rattled those speakers. Just blow them out.
All right. Richard Branson is looking at competing with Tesla, and this is an interesting thing because Virgin competes directly with Elon Musk's space company, SpaceX. They have Virgin Space, he has SpaceX, and they are competing with each other on a level that's unbelievable to launch things into space. Now Richard Branson is sponsoring an E-Formula race car that is a Formula F1 race car, except it's an electric engine. And they run up to 160 miles an hour.
No way.
Yeah, and so he says, you know, we've got hundreds of people working on electric cars right now. Who knows?
Hmm.
That's a really quiet race, I'll bet.
Yeah, the cars are almost silent.
Yeah,
they go
pipe
and go,
in sound.
Be like watching a video with no sound.
Yeah.
To be at the race.
What's the fun in that?
I don't know.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Boomer Sooner. I have to get that in for March Madness.
Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number is 877-881-1053, or you can use AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Just send it to 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can go online, build any car you might want to build, apply for a lease online, send it to us. We'll get everything done before you get there.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people are starting to lease pickup trucks.
Have you noticed it's truck month?
It is truck month.
It's truck month everywhere except Belgium, I think. I've never seen anything like this, and it's a result of lowered fuel prices.
Mm-hmm.
Because fuel prices have been down long enough, people are really starting. Everybody would really like to have a truck. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it gives you the ability to carry stuff, and you get a crew cab. They're all crew cabs now, basically. So you can carry the family, and you can load the trunk up with something, the back end up with something, and move it. If all of your friends have trucks, you don't have to worry about them borrowing yours all the time. So, but it's truck month, and here's why it's truck month. Trucks now lease beautifully. Couple of reasons for it. One, trucks have gone up, 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 up in cost and price for the last 8-9 years.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone from being a $20,000 to $25,000 vehicle to being a $45,000 to a $55,000 vehicle for basically the same thing with a lot cooler stuff on it.
Yeah.
Right?
You're paying for technology.
Exactly. But what that means is, since they've gone up every year, the resale price of used trucks goes up every year when the price of the new trucks go up. It literally pulls that resale value up with it. What does that mean? That means that high residual values are used to calculate truck leases now.
Which makes your payment lower.
It does.
The better something resells later on, the better it holds its value, the cheaper it is for you up front. Whether you buy the car or lease the car, because when you go sell the car, the more you get for it, right?
Yeah.
You think about, what did it cost me if I bought, paid $50,000 for it. 3 years later, I sell it for $40,000. It only cost me $10,000 to drive that car for 3 years.
Okay, so here are the numbers, and it's crazy, but leasing has gone from less than 3% in 2010 to about 15% of the total truck sales in the United States. That's a 500% increase in 5 years. That's crazy. Here's why. Trucks are $50,000 now. So if you go down to look to buy one, your payments are astronomical. But because the resale value is so good, the lease payment is so good. Because they're hitting between 50 and 60% value now at 36 months, which is pretty crazy. But it works.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the other thing. technology is changing so fast in vehicles now. Anti-skid, the connectivity, the infotainment systems. It's just amazing what you can get now you couldn't get a few years ago. And truck owners are like anyone else. They want the latest and the greatest.
Of course.
I read a story about a guy that got a 2014 pickup, and he was in one of his buddies' 2015 with his teenage daughter. And she goes, "Dad, your truck doesn't have Wi-Fi." That's it.
Yeah. You know? That's what they've added, that 4G.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're in the market for a truck, it is truck month. It's, by the way, it's truck month every month at Autoflex. We've always done a great truck business. If you want to lease a truck, give us a call, because they are terribly inexpensive to lease, and the payments on them are higher than heck.
And people are looking for them. I constantly get emails, "Hey, we're looking for such and such car, you know, 2010 to 2012, crew cab, any color." So then I go searching in our database and send them all the customers, whether it's a GM, Toyota, or a Ford truck. I can search anything you're looking for.
Autoflex Leasing fan text: "My Ram pickup cost me $65,000. Hello. Point in case.
Diesel.
Yeah, probably. Probably. For $65,000, I would think so. Diesel crew cab with all the goodies.
All the toys.
Yeah. But, you know, they're really nice.
I mean, that's shocked.
I saw one of those new limited production Tundras, and it's crazy how nice that truck is. It's got, like, suede interior and stuff.
Cowboy Cadillac.
Yeah. Okay. So one other thing I wanted to talk about, and that is what's going on in the market with automobiles and with trucks. Everyone is buying a little bit bigger vehicle than they were a year ago, and bigger since 2 years and 3 years, and even bigger than they were 4 years ago. And the reason is gasoline prices have been down for a while. And so what we've seen is a change in buyer habit, people getting bigger cars, which are functional. They carry kids. They do all that stuff. Now we're starting to see a little bit of change from the government, Department of Transportation, because they're saying, golly, we know we set all these really great standards for 2025 and everything's going to get over 50 miles per gallon. But the reality is people are not buying those vehicles. They're not buying the really high efficiency vehicles. So now the people in charge of the CAFE requirements, corporate average fuel economy requirements, are saying, you know, the electrics aren't selling as well as we thought they would.
Shocker.
And people are buying bigger cars, not smaller cars. We may have to take a second look. And they did say midterm they would take a second look, mid-time between now and 2025. We would take a second look at how people are actually buying. Because it doesn't matter how many they build. If people don't buy them, they don't ever get on the road.
Mm-hmm. Is there an electric truck on the market?
Not that I know of.
I think they do mostly the difference with the fuel.
The hybrid thing?
Well, that, or you have a lot of diesel trucks. Mm-hmm. And
honestly, I would go diesel before I go electric.
Yeah.
If you want to, because let me just tell you something. It ain't green to be electric. Just think about what goes, the battery life, like 4 years, and then you got to dispose of it and get another one, okay? The shipping it back and forth overseas to do all the things they have to do to a battery, all the manufacturing of those things. If you broke it down, sorry. I mean, it might be an alternative to the fuel, to the fossil fuel, but it's not so green.
Well, and the reality is we're producing more oil than we use now. And so it's going to keep the price of oil down. It's going to keep the price of gasoline down for the foreseeable future. And people don't buy little bitty cars if they don't have to.
No, because everybody has a gazillion kids.
That is true.
Or they carry, I mean, and this is, you may not have a gazillion kids, but if you have a kid, there's kids that come with them.
Yeah.
And all their gear and stuff.
One final note, and this is interesting. If anyone has seen the commercial that Toyota ran of the young lady that found the guitar in the resale shop and took
it
back,
said
Lucille, and it shows her returning it to B.B. King, except I don't think it shows B.B. in it, and he gives her a guitar back that's signed. Well, it's a great story because it's actually true. A guy named Eric Dahl found a guitar in Las Vegas and bought it for $2,162, and it had Lucille written on it. And he took it back to B.B. King, and B.B. King did give him a guitar that was signed in exchange for the one he returned, which actually was one of the original Lucille's. And Eric Dahl is now suing Toyota because he wrote a book, he used the story in the book, and Toyota didn't pay him any royalty to use the story before they made the commercial.
Oopsie.
Here's the kicker. They had a chance. He went to him and said, hey, if you want to do this commercial, great, but it's part of my book. You got to pay me a little something. And they said, no, we think we'll pass. Well, now his attorney has sued them, and they are in the U.S. 10th District Court. And the judge has already ruled out Toyota's motion to dismiss. So we'll see what happens.
How did he know, and he's in that pawn shop in Vegas, and he sees a guitar that says Lucille. How did he know that was B.B. King's guitar? I know it's famous that his guitar's name is Lucille, but how did he know it was his particular one and not somebody else who just made a copy?
Read the book.
Yeah, you can buy the book on Amazon. It's $14.95. I looked it up.
Maybe he just took a chance. Who knows?
Yeah, and but for $2,100, that's a big chance.
And if you want to see the commercial that the whole thing's written about, it's at Autoflex.com's Facebook page. You'll see the commercial and read the story.
I'm trying to relate it to something that I own that I consider precious and dear. You know, and if I lost it and then somebody returned it to me, would I know that was in fact the one that I lost? Mm. I don't know. My dogs, I definitely would, because they have little personalities that come along with them. But mm-hmm. What if it was a pair of shoes or a piece of jewelry or something, and you lost it and somebody brought it back? Yeah, how would you know?
Unless it was a custom.
Yeah, well, that. But
and so I would imagine his guitars are somewhat custom.
A couple of fine Autoflex Leasing fan techs. Guys, where do you think all that electricity comes from that powers those cars?
Exactly.
From coal. Yeah.
From coal.
You have to use fossil fuels to charge the electric car. That's another fan text.
Right.
And finally... David, did you guys know that Tundra was made of 70% domestic parts? No, I didn't, but I do now.
Woohoo! All right, well, if you are interested in getting yourself a new vehicle or you want to test drive some cars, call Autoflex at either 817 or 972-234-1234 or go online to autoflex.com. While you're there, you can click on the Facebook page, like us, and read along with all the stories we talked about today, and also hear the engines and see if you can determine what kind of car it is. Broom, broom.
I'd never be able to guess.
I know, me neither. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., so we'll see you back next weekend. Thank you to JP the Snuggle Monster for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Boomer Sooner!
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah!